Scott, I wanted to touch real base before we get back to Jack and the picks for the day. We haven't talked World Series baseball at all, and we may not get a chance to talk about it next week. Real quick, the issue of Cliff Lee possibly not pitching game four for Texas. My thoughts, real quick, I don't know how, if you want to be considered one of the best playoff pitchers of all time, I don't know how you don't ask for the ball in game four, especially after game one. I feel like a true competitor, and not that I'm saying that he's not a true competitor, but I feel like if you pitch that poorly in game one, you'd want the ball back as soon as possible to redeem yourself and get your team back in it.
I think it really matters. If they lose game three, definitely he's on the mound. No doubt about it. They have to win or the season's over. You obviously want your best pitcher there. If they can win and make it 2-1, you don't necessarily need to throw him on short rest unless he does feel up for it. And that's where you don't necessarily go with exactly. If he tells you yes, you want to make sure, look back to it, how he's done on a little bit shorter of rest. Check with everybody. Make sure your bullpen is ready to go also.
And let's not forget, too, real quick, and then we'll get to Jack. I just think you have to remember how poor the San Francisco Giants bats have been all year long. And although they've gotten hot the last couple of days, technically the World Series is how it's supposed to go right now. San Francisco won the first two at home. Now Texas has a chance to win their first three at home. All right, let's bring Jack back. Jack, you ready to do some picks?
Can I say something about Cliff Lee?
Yeah, by all means, go for it.
First of all, I'm probably a bad guy to talk about this because I still don't understand why pitchers can't pitch games 1, 4, and 7 the way they used to.
I don't either.
But if I am coaching or managing the Texas Rangers, I got Cliff Lee out there three starts, and regardless, even if he can only go five innings, I am not going to pitch him twice in a seven-game series.
No.
It isn't so much what happens in game four. They need him ready to pitch game seven. You can't do that if he pitches game five.
Statistically, he is right now one of the best postseason pitchers of all time. And maybe that's because he faced the Yankees this year and last year, or I don't know. But he seems to have his way with the Yankees. But overall, he has been a fantastic postseason pitcher. All right, Jack, I have no clue what the score is between you and Tom. So let's give you plus seven for some reason. I just assume
you're
that far
ahead.
I don't think
it's that much, but go ahead.
Well, let's go with the first game of the day, what Tom called the crummy game of the week, which is Northwestern and Indiana. What's your pick?
I'm going to take Northwestern. I think they'll come back after that disgusting loss for them last week, and I look for them beating the Hoosiers in Bloomington.
Ben Chappell will put up some stats. There's no doubt about it, but I agree with you. I think Northwestern's too good of a team, and you know it's been an okay season for Indiana, but I think this is a loss for them, and Tom has also picked Northwestern. How about Illinois and their big game? What do you think?
Well, I like Illinois. I think Illinois defensively is very good. I think Illinois has a chance to run the table here. It wouldn't surprise me if they went into bowl game 9-3, so I'm going to take the Fighting Illini.
I agree. I think they've got some chances here to get some wins, especially against Michigan, maybe next week. I don't think Purdue is really looking that good, not to mention they may be down to their third-string quarterback,
yeah.
So that doesn't look too good for them. Tom also has Illinois in that one.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to Oregon-USC.
All right, I said that I thought Oregon would outscore them. I look for USC to scare them. But I think that in the fourth quarter, Oregon will get a touchdown and win 45-34.
I'm calling an upset. I'm going USC. I think Matt Barkley has a big day. I don't know why, but I think everybody seems to want Michigan State to play in the national championship this year, and I think Oregon might be next in line to help them out. How about Missouri-Nebraska?
I like Nebraska in that game by a touchdown.
Okay, fair enough. I still haven't really bought into Missouri. I still think they might have two or three losses on that schedule. I think that starts this week, so I'm also going to pick Nebraska. How about Texas and Baylor?
Wow.
How about that? Baylor a favorite, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what a tough game to pick.
I know.
I don't know what to make of Texas. Talk about a schizophrenic team. I look at that in some of their games. How did they lose the way they did to UCLA?
How did they lose to Iowa State? I'm not really sure. I mean, there's
how did they play the way they did against Nebraska?
There's really no way to predict how well they're going to play. I will tell you, I think that Griffin is a fantastic quarterback, and I think he's going to put up his stats. But I also think there's no way Texas is going to lose to Baylor. There's no way. They just there's too much on the line there. I think Texas finds a way to beat Baylor.
I'm going to take Texas just on an elevator ride. I think that they've hit bottom. They'll be coming back up.
All right, the two big games of the day. We talked about it earlier. I think this is the most pivotal game in Rich Rod's era. I think he can really turn a corner if they can win in Happy Valley. What's your thought on Michigan-Penn State?
Yeah, I agree. I think that Michigan should win this game. If it does not win this game, I hope Rich Rodriguez is renting, not buying. I would say Michigan will win this game 35-31.
I think the quarterback situation for Penn State is a problem at this point. And, you know, maybe if Robert Bolden plays, he's gotten a little bit of experience this year. Maybe they have a chance to win that game, even at home, so I'll give it a close, but I think Michigan wins that game. And I'm going to give my prediction real quick because I want to get your breakdown of the game.
Tom picked Michigan, I assume.
Yes, 42-27. Okay. Yes. Real quick, I think Michigan State gets punched in the mouth early, but they recuperate. They have their second-half success. I think they actually go into Kinnick Stadium and beat Iowa. Okay, your turn. You got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. I said that I was going to pick Iowa every week in the Big Ten season, and I'm going to stick with that. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Michigan State will play very well, acquit itself very well, and lose a game in the last 5 minutes. I'm going to say Iowa 24, Michigan State 20. With or without Chris L. Rucker, I don't think they can stop DJ Koulianos and Marvin McNutt. And I think that Iowa will get one or two more sacks and maybe an extra takeaway, and that'll be the difference. Michigan State will have one loss, and then we'll need Iowa to beat Ohio State to get to the Rose Bowl.
That's right. X factors for the game?
X factors for the game, I think Michigan State will put so much emphasis on getting to Rick Stanzi that they'll be vulnerable to screen passes to Adam Robinson. I think that they can be beaten on fade routes to McNutt. I wouldn't be surprised to see Koulianos with the long return in this game. For Michigan State, I think that the line play has to be better than it has been the last couple of weeks on offense. Defensively, they have to get some pressure without a blitz.
Jack, we really appreciate your time. Enjoy Kinnick Stadium. Thanks for your input on the whole Chris L. Rucker situation and the game of the century. Have a good day out there in Iowa.
Great job, guys.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Scott, real quick, you want to give some picks?
Oh, sadly, I have to pick against Michigan State.
Okay.
I just don't think they need to run the ball a lot better than they did against Illinois. I don't see them doing it. I have to go with Michigan. I like Denard Robinson. I think
I do too.
If
I don't
he
think
is
he's
fully
a bad
healthy, back. Yeah, I think he is very, very dangerous. The other games, I like Oregon. That offense is so good.
They're electric.
That defense for USC is so bad.
Fair enough.
Other than that, I mean, the other games are toss-ups.
You don't really care about
no,
the other
I don't
ones.
Care about too many others.
All right, fair enough. Well, we appreciate the guests that we've had on the show. Eric Parsegian, give us a little take on his feelings about the Northwestern game last week and then about the game of the century. We also had George Blaha on. We appreciate his time. Dr. John Braccio, as usual. Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, thanks for giving in some time. For Scott Eckersley, doing a great job on the board today. I'm Dave Benton. Have a good one. Enjoy the day of football.